The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning. We're back. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. My wife Robin's with me today. Didn't make it last week, but she's back today. Diligently working on something over there, which is good. How you doing? Doing all right? Doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Glad to hear that. We want to settle an argument from Bill from Dundalk. Of course, he said,
"Be gentle, Bill."
Hello?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Allen, Miss Robin.
What's up?
Good morning.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
You're a Native American and you live on a reservation.
Right.
Do you need a license to hunt?
I'm not sure. I know that there are several reservations. I think there's one in Colorado. There's another one in New Mexico, if I remember right. The one in New Mexico has an entire hunting program where they allow people outside the reservation to come in and hunt, and the nation administers the program. So the answer is, I don't know the answer.
Okay.
What about it? What do you know about it?
We were discussing it, and I was always under the impression that you're a Native American on your own land that you can hunt any time of the year without a license.
I don't know that answer. I know, you know, that like the Inuit people in Canada and Alaska, they have sustenance hunting that, you know, they can kill critters that the rest of us can't.
Right.
Robin's looking it up, so. That's
right.
You know, yeah, she'll check that out, and we'll have an answer for you hopefully by the end of the show. Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you moved down Easton.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice hunting down there. Well, I remember it was all farms down there.
Yeah. Yeah. I love hearing the geese go over the house every morning, every evening. You know, and you know, we went to St. Michael's. Was it yesterday for breakfast? I can't remember.
Day before.
Okay. Big flock of turkeys, you know, going down the road, big flock of turkeys. That was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, that was Thursday.
Okay.
Yesterday we saw that big herd of sick of deer.
Oh, yeah. We were down at Taylor's Island yesterday and had, I think, 11 or 12 sick of deer come running out in one of the fields.
Oh, my.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm right between the two properties that I hunt the most. I'm an hour from either one in Cecil County, one in Dorchester County. And I love it. I love it. And I drive, you know, 2.5 hours from Baltimore County to get to either place, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All good, well, man. I like it.
Well, I got you on the phone. Have you ever went to that muskrat shedding years ago with Mr. Wally Abbott down in Dorchester?
Well, you know what? We mentioned that earlier. We're giving tickets away to that show. Would you like to have a pair of tickets?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Would you like to go?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. You stay on the line. When Chris gets back, he'll grab your address, and we'll send you a pair of tickets for the World Muskrat Skinning Championship.
And we'll see you down there, because we're going to be there.
Yeah, we'll be there with our scoring adventure called Bucks, Bears, and Stags, and we welcome anybody that's killed a nice deer this year, a sick of deer, you know, a black bear. Bring your black bear skull, bring your sick of deer rack, bring your deer rack, your deer head, whatever, and we'll score it up for you. How's that sound?
Did you ever meet Mr. Wally Abbott?
I probably did. The Abbott family is very, very prolific down there, I know, and they're, you know, still involved with the Abbots are still involved with the skinning contest and that type of thing. I probably met him along the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Atman, Wally's been dead for years.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been in Maryland over 30-some years, so.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, all right, Bill.
Okay.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Stay on the line here, buddy.
Appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
He's on hold. Yes, ma'am.
It sounds like when they signed the treaties, but they got the reservations right, that they were given rights to explicitly guaranteed to hunt and fish those lands. Okay, there have been times that the government's tried to get back in and try to regulate stuff, but it sounds like they don't have any power to regulate the hunting and fishing on reserves.
They're self-regulated.
Right.
They can establish their own seasons or whatever
exactly.
It might be. Okay, I got it.
Yep, that's what it says.
All right, cool. So back to this guy that that Chuck sent me and you sent me earlier in the week, this guy in Texas that killed this big buck.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of, you know, Texas is part of the Wildlife Violators Compact. So so what happened here?
What's Wildlife?
The Wildlife Violators Compact says this. If you've been given a ticket or if you've been convicted in Maryland and you've had your hunting license suspended or revoked,
right,
whatever period of time your hunting license has been suspended or revoked here in Maryland, there are 40, I think we're up to 47 other states now as part of the National Wildlife Violators Compact that says if you're no good in Maryland, you're no good in Montana, you're no good in Texas, you're no good in Colorado.
Which makes sense.
You can't get a license there either. If your hunting license is suspended, it's suspended. So Denton County, North Texas man, Travis D. Johnson of Aubrey, sentenced in Denton County Court to 2 years probation, 40 hours of community service, $53,000 in civil restitution from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and is prohibited from purchasing a hunting license for the duration of his deferred adjudication period. So I'm guessing that's 2 years. The Texas Parks and Wildlife says Johnson claimed to have shot the buck at 7:30 p.m. within legal hunting hours, but investigators became aware of rumors circulating on social media that he'd killed the animal after that time. Through the investigation, game wardens say they gathered evidence that led to Johnson's confession that he harvested the deer after legal hunting hours and on property that he was not supposed to be hunting on. Game wardens say if Johnson had harvested the buck legally, it would have ranked as the highest scoring bow deer taken with a bow and arrow ever in Texas.
It was humongous deer.
Yeah. Your article had the score on it. This one didn't.
I forget how many points it said. Hold on. Where was? Do you have my article?
I'm looking. Let's see. What's your name again?
I don't know. I have a hard time keeping
it straight. It's loading up. Okay. All right. So let's see.
Chris is back.
What's that? Yeah, he's back. He's got Bill's.
Yeah, Bill's going to get some tickets.
Okay, there we go. Let's see where you are. No subject. That's not it. That's another one we should talk about, though. It has to do with safety. I'll find it, Robin. Don't worry about it. We can't spend this dead air time doing that. So that is a good story, though, that you sent me. Let's see. This one looks like wow. Hunter mistakes friend for turkey, shoots him. That's loading up. We'll figure it out. Usually, you know, I have time to sit down and print this stuff up and read it. You know,
blame the Bay Bridge this morning.
No, it wasn't the Bay Bridge. It was just not having and taking the time to do this. So our number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Giving away two sets of tickets today for the Eastern – I keep calling it that. It's the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg from February 3rd through the 12th. So if you'd like to get in on the drawing for that, you can. All you got to do is leave your name and number, and we will figure out who's the winner here by the end of the show, and we'll mail tickets out. Now, the other tickets we're giving away, like we just did to Bill and Dundalk, are for the National Outdoor Show. That's the one coming up February 23rd and 24th in
Golden Hill.
Golden Hill. Yeah, down below.
Down below.
Down below.
Scored 278.
278. That's a big buck. Wow. Guess what?
They said it scored 278 points. That doesn't make sense.
278 inches of antlers. That's
right.
That's world class. I mean, that's...
Well, this guy made a mistake on the article.
You're going to find me another source for this guy that shot his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Go to DNR website and see if you can find it on there. See if it's a, it's a Natural Resource Police report.
It is. I mean, that's what...
Well, the one you sent me, I have to subscribe to.
I already subscribed. I'll get it.
Yeah, but... Okay. That's fine. So, anyway, testifying this week on the 30th, Wednesday, to on the venison bill that would grant a hunter a tax credit for donating a deer. And it also gives a tax credit to farmers on crop damage permits to turn their deer into edible meat, and gives them a same tax credit as they do for the hunters as well. Everybody pays, you know, and then you get the credit. Let's see. A hunter suffered minor injuries when he was shot by a companion who mistook him for a turkey, Maryland Natural Resources Police said. Police say James Henry Gilbert and Dennis, 67, and Dennis Eugene Yoder, 66, of Parkton were hunting on leased Chesapeake Forest land near Bell Road in Whaleyville on Saturday, January 20th, when the incident happened. As with their practice, the two men split up. They ended up setting up to hunt within 50 yards of each other, within line of sight, obstructed by several small trees and brush. According to an NRP news release, Yoder saw movement, thought he saw the red and white coloring of a turkey, and fired his 12-gauge shotgun. Gilbert yelled that he was hit. Driven by Yoder, Gilbert was treated at Dorchester Hospital for shotgun pellet wounds to his head, legs, and hand, and then released. The case is being reviewed by Worcester County State's Attorney for possible charges. Yep. Wow. Here we go. Two men hunting together forever. The winter turkey season is, you know, either sex. If your friend's calling a turkey, you think you see movement, you shoot your friend. You what? You don't get it?
No.
You
so
get
I was
it?
Say,
what were we going to say?
I was going to say, I think you're a turkey on days. Can I use that as an excuse?
To shoot me?
Not to shoot you.
Oh, just give me a hard time because you think I'm a turkey. Okay. Whatever you want to do. Let's talk to Hank in Locust Point. Good morning, Hank. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Allen.
Hey, Hank.
I tried that recipe app that I got from you last week about the geese.
How'd you like it?
Very good. Very good. Everybody enjoyed it.
That came from our buddy Dale in Easton.
I really enjoyed that.
What did you use any seasoning on the goose breast?
Yeah, I used that beef seasoning.
That's good stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep, you just sprinkle it on there and then throw it in a crock pot in chicken stock, chicken gravy, or whatever kind of gravy you like. And you take it out, let it get cold in the refrigerator, slice it and dice it, put it on a cracker with a little mustard, and you're good to go.
Well, actually, I used open face sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds good too.
Poured the gravy over the bread.
Oh yeah, man. Well, good.
And my granddaughter, I had her over yesterday, and we ate some of it. And she said, "Boy, that's really tasty."
Oh, good. Well, goose is hard to like, you know. Mm. Now there are other guys that use that. I heard this the other day, yesterday, I guess. I said, "How do you cook your goose?" And he said, "Well, I make fingers out of it." I said, "Oh, okay. So you just kind of, I guess you can slice them and season them up a little salt and pepper and bread them and deep fry them. Or you can slice them in little, like, half-inch strips, marinate them, if you like, in teriyaki or something, and then throw them on the grill for a second or two."
I'm going to try it with some mustard. I still have one left.
Okay.
I have a breath left. I want to try that with mustard and crackers, like you said.
Yeah, if it's in the fridge, I mean, cut it up cold, put it on some crackers with a little bit of, you know, I like stone ground mustard. I like a little spicier mustard than the.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know, so that works good.
I have a little jar of that.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yes.
My great grandson, he got a goose the other day. He's 10 years old.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
He was happy. My son took a picture of him. My grandson took a picture of his son.
Send a picture to me. We'll put it in Hunting Quarterly.
I'll tell my boy to send it to
you. All right. You tell your boy. My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. Ellis is outdoor.
Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name.
Mm-hmm.
The at symbol, the A in the circle.
Right. I'll see if he could do it for me.
EllisOutdoors.com.
I know he had it on his camera.
That'd be perfect.
Well, nice talking to you,
Hank. I'm glad you enjoyed the goose.
Congratulations on your wedding. You said it's been a month?
Yeah. Yep, December 16th.
I got 59 years in, me and my wife.
Oh, man. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Hank. Hank.
Yeah.
You remember her name?
Who, my wife?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, buddy. Talk to you later.
Her name's Carol.
All right. Thanks. See
you. Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Old joke, huh? Yeah, honey, sweetie, darling, pumpkin. Why do you still use those terms of endearment? Yeah, I forgot her name about 10 years ago. All right. Well, look, we want to send a little salute out to the all the brave people in the
polar bear plunge.
In the polar bear plunge today. You got it? You ready? It's so we'll do that here in just a second. I see Ruth in Centerville's wanting to talk to us, so we'll talk to Ruth here in just a second. Maybe. Oh, she wants to talk about a goose recipe too. That's good. I like talking about recipes and stuff, you know?
Me too.
But we still have that question out there on the slugs. We only got a couple suggestions on the slugs. First caller has a Savage 220, and he's talking about slugs. And I recommend Lightfield like I always do. We had another caller recommend the Federal ounce and a quarter, which is a good slug. I think that's probably a 12 gauge, if I'm thinking right. This is a 20 gauge. And then we had another caller that talked about the AeroTip, which is a copper solid with a plastic polymer tip on it that's got little holes in it to help the trajectory. So let's talk to Ruth. How you doing, Ruth?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I make the goose breast. I use a slice it in the center and then cook it like a chicken marsala or pork marsala.
Say that again. Repeat that, Ruth. So
I slice the goose breast.
Okay.
So you have two fillets.
Right.
And then cook it like a pork marsala.
Okay.
Or chicken marsala. It's really good with a gravy and mushrooms.
It's like a wine and gravy sauce.
Wine and gravy
right.
sauce. Okay.
It's wonderful.
Really good.
Okay. So you don't put anything in the middle, right?
No.
Ruth, I'm willing to try that as a, I'll try that.
You'll try that?
I'll try that for goose breast. Yes, I will.
Okay. All right. You don't ever hit a piece of shot in there, do you?
No.
Okay. I told Robin.
With pheasant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pheasant you can. I told Robin I want to get a little handheld metal detector, you know, so when you're doing the goose press and stuff, you know, wave a little wand over it and beep, mm-hmm. beep, beep. We'll see if we got one somewhere. All right. That's wonderful, Ruth. That sounds great.
Okay.
We're gonna try.
Okay.
I don't know if Robin will try it or I'll have
no,
to cook.
I'm going to try it.
You're going to try it.
I'm going to try it. I'll even cook it.
You'll cook it.
I'll cook it.
All right. Hey, Ruth, you take the silver skin off, right, before you do the breast?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's the best way. So, all right, dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Here's a little tribute to the brave men, and I guess women, but mostly the men, who are plunging today in the icy waters off Sandy Point.
Oh, don't go in. Rachel's getting undressed.
Oh, okay.
Hey!
Oh, sorry.
Don't you knock?
I'm sorry. It's not like I'm going to see something I've never seen before.
You might have.
I didn't.
You won't.
What do you want anyway, George?
Yes, George. I'm kind of wondering myself. What is it that you want?
No, I was just wondering if you guys had any gum.
Oh. So you were swimming in the pool, and you wanted some gum.
Yes, because the water was cold, and the chewing warms me up.
We don't have any gum.
Okay. Thanks anyway.
Strange man.
Where do you get to know him?
So where is this baby anyway?
Oh, check it out. I guarantee you've never seen anything quite so objectionable. It's down the hall, third door on your left.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
On purpose?
It was my fault. I told her the wrong door.
I was supposed to see her. She wasn't supposed to see me.
So what?
Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't mind. But.
But what?
Well, I just got back from swimming in the pool. And the water was cold.
You mean shrinkage?
Yes. Significant shrinkage.
So you feel you were shortchanged?
Yes. I mean, if she thinks that's me, she's under a complete misapprehension. That was not me, Jerry. That was not me.
What's the difference?
What if she discusses it with Jane?
Oh, she's not going to tell Jane.
How do you know?
Women aren't like us.
They're worse. They're much worse than us. They talk about everything.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and now bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Now, you can see Bay Country Crabbing Supply today at the Kent Island Fisherman's Flea Market. And then on April 14th is the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. So for more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply at 410-956-0300. Or, of course, stop in. And, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. Look, you can see all the lines of great fishing tackle on their website, too. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex. Hey, the first choice for, screwed it up already, how about that? Rewind. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors, located at exit 39B, right off Route 50, that's Dominion Road. Real easy to get to, no question about it. Now, look, if you're a hunter, they've got everything. They've got crossbows, including the new Raven. They've got all the different brands. They've got firearms. They've got muzzleloaders by Thompson Center and CVA. They've got banded and which is a really nice brand of outdoor clothing, and Under Armour camo as well. The Yeti coolers and all the new fish and tackles coming in for the upcoming season, which starts in April. So why not check all that out? Now, here's the thing. If you kill your birds and you need them picked, this is where you take them on the Eastern Shore. You take them to Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll pick your geese. They'll breast them out for you. You know, you guys that are, I saw a pile of snow geese come in there the other day, and they did a really nice job on breasting out the geese that Jacob and I, that I got. So, you know, there you go. You take them in, tell them you want them either whole goose or, you know, picked, or you want them breasted out, and they'll do it for you. Reasonable cost, too. So don't forget, Yeti coolers, Yeti bags, Yeti tumblers, all there. Waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, all that at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive their old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home, and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds to a girl. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. Each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
All right, let's listen to, that's Willie, right? Willie Nelson.
Yep.
I guess he's not doing so good these days, right? The guy is like 90, right?
He's still out there singing. And
yeah, but I mean, he suspended his tour here a little while ago.
He,
wasn't feeling so good. Yeah. So here's a question for fun from Captain Don. Captain Don. You ready?
I'm ready.
You and your wife are in the boat fishing. Big fish grabs her line. She can't quite get it landed. You take the rod and get it in the boat. Who gets credit for the fish?
If I want to be politically correct, the marriage gets credit for the fish. I wouldn't give up my line, probably.
Well, let's say that happened to you and I. You get credit for the fish.
Why do I get credit for the fish?
That just saves a whole lot of stuff.
I knew it was coming. Come on, Chris, help me here.
It's always yes, dear. Whatever you want, dear.
Hey, Chris, how do you cook your goose?
Tell my significant other I don't like her cooking.
That will do it. All right. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Fred from Aircraft just texted me. He said he's going to the Kent Island Flea Market this morning. He's going to be buying crabbing gear. So I said, say hi to our sponsor and tell him you heard it on the radio. And that would be Bay Country Crabbing Supply. All right. Sounds good. Hey, there's Dale and Easton.
We had to stop by there on the way home.
Where's that?
The flea market.
Flea market? You could do that. Sure. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We've been spreading your recipe all over the place.
I know. I hear.
Yeah.
It's Robin, how's your shoulder?
I'm back in PT, and it's not happy with me, but I'll be okay.
Boy, oh, boy. It's like a bad dream. Can't get rid of it.
No. It just keeps coming around. I got bruises again on my arm, which I'd gotten rid of. And Helen said, how'd you bruise yourself again? I said, my favorite PT person.
Yeah.
I love Cynthia. Don't anybody get me wrong. I think she is awesome. But she leaves me bruised and battered.
Well, as long as it's not your better half or worse
no,
half.
No, no, no. No, I don't. I'm not. Nope. That ain't me, buddy. Nope.
Okay.
So.
Alan, I had something happen the other day that's been bothering me. I was out one morning. It was Thursday morning, and I came by Colby Road, which is just off 328.
Yeah.
And as I was coming towards 328, I saw something on the side of the road, and I stopped and backed up. Alan, it was 9 dead geese in a pile.
Oh, man.
And there was another, bird. That a fox, I think, had gotten. So I turned around and went up to the NRP office in Hillsborough and told them.
Yeah.
And an officer, I talked to a young officer, he said, well, I'll go out and check it out. So I assume he did. Now, I don't know what the policy is, but I went back about, two, 3 hours later, and the birds were still there.
Mm.
Well, yesterday morning, I came back from Easton early and came by, and his birds are still sitting there, Alan. Now, I don't know what the NRP policy is. I mean, if they're not supposed to pick them up, I don't
get rid of them. Call State Highway or call somebody to get rid of them. But you know what bothers me
for people like that out of Wyoming, they're lower than snake doo doo and wagon rut.
Yeah, that's about right. I agree with that. You know, and outside of Easton, you know, there's a picking house right there in Easton.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, we're not going to, they're not a sponsor or anything. Maybe they will be one day, but I mean, they're not far from a picking house, for God's sake. If you got enough money to pay $2-3 for a shell to shoot the geese, you got enough money to go get them breasted out for a couple bucks a pop.
What was interesting, Alan, is the birds, I examined one of them. You could tell it was shot, but the bird itself was cool.
Yeah.
But the necks were limber.
Really?
Yeah. So
they'd just been dumped.
Possibly.
Wow. 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 Well, whoever did it, I have no respect for it all. None.
Absolutely not.
Zero.
Absolutely. But I was just curious. I mean, I don't know whether. I assume the NRP, you know, took a look at it. I hope they did.
We can only hope, Dale.
But I just didn't know if there was a quote-unquote policy that they have.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I might have to slip back.
You may have to slip back to Hillsborough and ask them a question, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It just frosted my cake.
Well, I mean, you know, and you leave it lay, and what does it do to the image of hunters for the non-hunters?
Of course. Of course.
You know, I mean.
Colby Road isn't a major thoroughfare.
But, no, but I mean.
There are a number of people that drive by there. In fact, a truck passed me when I was, you know, stopped.
Yeah. Yep, I know. Well, it's a shame. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to breast out a goose, and I mean, there are hot picking houses that'll do it. And you know, worst case scenario, you freeze them, you take them, get them ground into sausage, and you know, have yourself a nice meal. If that's, you know, I like cooking them. I mean, I use your recipe all the time.
So, oh yeah, I mean that's pretty foolproof for recipes. So.
Oh yeah, very foolproof.
So
good. Well, all right, buddy.
Well, I was just curious, you know, if you...
I'm sorry for that. Sorry for that bad report, you know,
yeah,
but...
I'll step up to Hillsborough and just ask.
I think it's a great idea. Yep, so...
Okay.
All right, brother.
All
Appreciate
right,
it.
Listen, you all have a good day.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, I'll talk at you.
Uh-huh.
See ya.
There he goes. Yeah, Dale's a good man. Dale was present when you and I met, right?
That he was at our first meeting, actually. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Private joke between John and I. Old man John and I. We're good.
John, nothing's private. You keep it, cut it out.
All right. Let's see. We were asking the question about slugs, right? And we got a couple answers, but you know, here we are in the downhill side of the show, and we only had a couple of suggestions. So let's hear somebody else. I mean, you know, you talk about a question for our listeners. That's a good one. I just got a new slug gun. What kind of shells are you going to use in it? What kind of slugs are you going to use in it? It's a rifle barrel Savage 220. Becoming the most popular slug gun right now in Maryland, and you know, we'll see what folks have to say. Here's Ross in Pasadena. Let's see. Yep, I'm right. I was right with my answer, Captain. Look at that nice fish. Look at that cool fish. Couple. Nice. Very nice. Okay. Captain Don, send me the names of those people in those pictures that you just sent me. Let's see. Ross in Pasadena. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I went to my dentist the other day, and I knew he'd been away on a hunting trip.
Yes.
And I asked him how everything went, and he was in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
along with two other fellows and two guides.
Okay.
And he took down an elk that weighed over 800 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big elk.
He showed me, a few photos. I said, my God. I said, this looks like you have to get a stepladder out just to get up to his antlers.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's a big elk, 800
right,
pounds.
It took them, after they field-dressed it, it took them three separate trips to get it back to the campsite.
Yeah, they skin them and quarter them right there in the field. You know, they cape out the head and the antlers if they're going to have the shoulder mount done.
Yeah.
And that's one load, and that could very well be 100 pounds right there.
Right. Yeah.
And then you quarter out an elk, an 800 pound elk, you're going to wind up with probably 500 pounds of meat. I mean, you're not counting the hide weight, but you're counting the bone weight that's in there. So you're going to pack out a couple of hindquarters and, you know, a couple of shoulders, and then the rest of the, you know, the back straps and all that, and everything else goes to, you know, goes to the little critters. But man, right. Even that, I mean, that's a big animal.
And the terrain that they were hunting in, it was a lot of hills and valleys.
Sure.
So you would actually shoot across the valley to the other hill, and then you would have to transport it, you know.
Wow, navigate all that.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Wow, buddy, that's quite an elk, a big elk, and I'm guessing it had the headgear to match, huh? The size.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
One photo that he showed me, he was actually behind the elk.
Oh yeah.
And he could have climbed up the elk's antlers.
Well, when you do those behind the antler shots on an elk, I mean, you can sit back pretty far and still be in focus, and it makes the antlers look, you know, it's like holding the fish out
right.
in front of you when you take a picture, you know.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so very
hey,
good.
Hey, I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Very nice, Ross. Thanks. Well, thank you very much, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There's Ross. He's a good guy. He's been listening for 100 years.
That's so nice, though, isn't it?
It's nice when you go to a dentist or, somebody, a professional in your life that also can hunt, you know.
Like, I was talking about him being on the... Being around for so long.
Who?
Russ.
Yeah, he's been, yeah.
I said, that's really nice.
It is nice. Yes, it is nice. He's a nice guy. Sends me emails from time to time, too. All right. Well, let's tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108. Let's talk a little bit about the fishing tackle and crabbing supplies that are coming up here. I mean, it's getting ready. The perch run is probably underway, the yellow perch run. I don't know, with all the ice, it's going to be hard to fish, but most of it's going away. So, you know, I haven't heard any reports on perch, but if Clyde's has, it's on the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 410-247-FISH, 410-247-FISH. And maybe we'll call it here later, maybe we won't. But they are having their annual sale coming up in March. They always do, right before the big rockfish season. But you can get in there now and get your bait, get your tackle, get your little, you know, your little shad darts and your bobbers and all that stuff if you're going for perch, or your top and bottom rigs if you use that technique, and go get some perch. Why not? Time to get out and do a little fishing on some of these little warmer days. And Clyde's has everything. They can wind new line on your reel. They can fix your reel. They can put a new tip top on it. They can put a new guide on it. You know, just go in there and get your stuff ready to go fishing. And if you haven't changed your line in a year, it's time to do that, especially if they fish a lot, because it gets nicked up and chewed up and twisted up. And then if you leave it in your trunk overnight, one of those hot summer days, all that line just deteriorates, that monofilament line. So get her all fixed up at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hams Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just a Beltway exit, 910-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, rain does come in for the back of this weekend, but an excellent start to the forecast here this weekend for Baltimore. Sunshine, breezy weather this afternoon. Southwest winds warming us up to near 60 today. 46 with some rain coming in late tonight. 80% chance of some rain showers, and some showers likely on Sunday as well, with high temps in the 50s. Heavier rains south of Baltimore. Turning cooler early next week. By Tuesday, we're talking lows in the teens Tuesday night. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at Great American. AmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, if you're in the blind or getting ready to get in the blind, why not? For waterfowl, for geese today, and you're successful, all you got to do is take them over to Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll pick them for you. They'll pick them. They'll breast them. That's what they do. So while you're there, though, take a look at all the crossbows. The new Raven is there. Boy, I'll tell you what, the Raven's come out with a couple new bows. Take a look at the Bandit and the Under Armour camo, too. They got a full line of all that. Hips, boots, waders, they've got all that. Camo firearms. And don't forget decoys and steel shot and gear and ammo for all kinds of waterfowl. And, of course, there's always the Yeti coolers. You always need a new tumbler. You need one for each vehicle. Uh-huh. Not you. You have 14 of them. But that Yeti bag cooler is really nice for a trip, too. And, you know, of course, the big cooler if you're going out on the boat. But Chesapeake Outdoors has all of it. They even have Bubba Blade knives. You know that? Yeah, Bubba Blade. That's as seen on TV. Great fillet knife. No question about it. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. All the new fishing stuff's coming in for the trolling season. And that is exit 39B. Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. It's Chesapeake Outdoors. That phone number, 410-604-2500. 604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around.
Sounds like your relative.
Baloney.
Ooh, I love you. Well, a G-man team and a rebel news too, searching for a place where we made his boo. They were looking, trying to bug him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
White lightning. All right, I got a few minutes left.
I do too.
410, George Jones. The greatest country western song ever written. He stopped loving her today. Without doubt.
I agree.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I don't know who's going to win the tickets this hour. I really don't. So, who are we giving them to last hour? I think we'll give them to Captain Dawn. All right?
That sounds good to me.
Yep. I think we'll give him Captain Dawn. He's been a very faithful listener, emailer, and caller from, you know, for a long time. So, we'll do that. Captain Dawn. Send me your address. Email your address. So we'll make sure you get a pair of tickets. We heard from Linda. She just sent me a picture of her son. So that's all good. So National Outdoor Show tickets. Anybody on the Eastern Shore that's going to go to the National Outdoor Show, the Muskrat Skinning Competition, we got a pair of tickets for you, too, if you want. Do we have anybody that wanted to go to that? I think
we had one guy, didn't
we? Guy from Dundalk,
I think. We gave him tickets.
Yeah. You have his name, number, his address? Got all that? Okay, good. Well, that's good. So, got a few minutes left, just a very few minutes left. But if you'd like to go to the National Outdoor Show, give us a call. All you got to do is leave your name and number and go on the air with me, and we'll do that. What do you think, Rob?
I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
Nice people. I mean, we went to that board meeting. That was the second board meeting we went to the other night, and for the scoring called Bucks, Bears, Stags. And they gave us a very nice room, and, you know, we got to circle back with my scores and tell them all that stuff. So there
you
go.
We got a nice room.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me, y'all. I apologize.
You better.
I did.
Yep, you should. BucksBearsStags.com. Bucks-Bears-Stags.com. We're building a website.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to have a great time. I know you're going to have a good time with it. You get to meet a lot of those folks with their sick of deer and see all those big old stags coming in there down Dorchester County.
I want to see Warren Sanders take off any piece of wood that don't look
like
a
duck. Gosh, Warren Saunders. Warren used to come over to Bass Pro Shop when I was there and sit in the lobby and carve decoys, you know. And he'd have them for sale, and I bought a couple of them. And got a black duck and a couple canvas back and that type of thing. And so I got Warren to... when I was at Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, got Warren to agree to come to Congress and carve at an event sponsored by CSF. So Warren pulls up in his pickup truck up to the Capitol parking garage, and he gets out with his bucket with a draw knife and a hatchet in it and a couple knives. And the Capitol police officer looks at him and says, "Sir, what are you doing here?" He says, "Well, I'm going to this congressional event. I'm going to carve a decoy." He said, "Well, sir, what do you do with that hatchet? Remember, this is D.C. This is a congressional event, okay?"
I love it. Keep going.
He's walking in there with a bucket, hatchet in it. Capitol police officer looks at him and says, "Sir, what are you going to do with that hatchet?" He goes, he holds up a block of wood and he goes, "Well, I'm going to take this block of wood and I'm going to cut everything off of it that don't look like a duck." Capitol Police looked at him and smiled and said, "Go on in, sir. You're fine." Pretty funny.
I'm looking forward to meeting that man.
Yeah, Warren's a good guy. So if you're listening or your buddy Bill's listening, say hi to him, and we'll call him ahead of time here. All right. Well, what do we got? Got any favorites? We're almost out of time, aren't we, Chris?
Almost.
Yep, almost out of time. Got any favorites for the National Outdoors Show tickets there, Chris? We got one set left. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, we're good. Okay, sounds good. All right, we'll figure that out, and we'll call them after the show. So, boy, we got a lot of emails today. A lot of emails today. So, we'll get to them in a minute. We can't do it right now. So, Robin, you got any plans for this week?
Get the magazine out.
Yep.
Work on bucks, bears, and stags.
Yep.
Find some more skulls to get, or...
What?
Antlers and heads, and we need some more people to give us a call with their new
Yeah, we do. I mean, yeah. I mean, go on the Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook. You can private message us. You can email us at bbs@bucks-bears-stags.com. You can submit a form that you'd like to learn how to become a scorer, or you'd interested, you know, you've been doing it, and you'd like to be authorized to score for us. We'd love to have that. We know we got a couple folks on this side of the bridge that are interested, and you know, we
this could be a big deal. It's gonna be nice, but we need to get people excited. And
oh yeah, I know. Well, they will. Once we get a few scoring events and you know that type of thing, we'll track them. Don't worry.
But anybody who's out there that wants us to look at their antlers,
yep,
or their skulls,
yep, bear skulls, very important.
Give us a holler.
Yep. Two of the biggest bears killed in Maryland were killed by residents of Dorchester County.
I know. I think that's amazing.
We're trying to get those. We're trying to get them to bring those skulls just so you can see how big this animal is. So. Anyway. All right. Well, there's the music. We're about done. And, oh, by the way, we want to mention one more time, Blazing Camo Day is Thursday in Annapolis. It's going to cost you $5 to park and $1 for the shuttle. But, you know, that's the only cost. Well, they get a free hat. Sure. So. Check that out on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website.